Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'm gonna be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac Insu.
It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to our second hour of radio broadcast here on a Friday.
Rocking. Wow! Winnie in the butt.
Beavers down 1-0.
Going to the man in the box. Let's go. Hey, there's Pat Casey.
Hey, Pat.
First off, let me state for the record.
Looking great.
I love Pat Casey. I love Beaver baseball. And Oregon State, no offense, but they should just ump all their resources and become a baseball school. Just, I mean, you already are. Who cares about anything else? Just make baseball.
Well, what would you do? Like, what more would you do?
Well, like, siphon. Look, stop trying to keep up with the Joneses and everything else and just baseball.
Well, but what? Like have a 30,000 seat stadium?
Have the highest budget in Division I baseball. And I don't care what else suffers, you just become, every resource you have gets filtered through the baseball program and everything else, whatever.
It's called baseball in particular.
Yes. And also, kudos, this is another reason why I love Oregon State baseball. They are the only ones to have the balls to say that stupid beaver shark, get the hell out of here, and they embrace Benny the Beaver, which is one of the best logos in college sports. And if you notice, they don't use the stupid beaver shark. They have their own baseball logo, the OSU with the baseball in it, which is a great look. Or they do the OS, or they do, like, this postseason, they've been wearing the Benny the Beaver hat. The beaver shark is nowhere to be found. And kudos to you, Oregon State baseball. Go Beavs.
How much do you think NIL you need for a baseball team? Like, really, to be the number one NIL team in baseball?
It's not as much as you do in other sports, but like that.
$5 million?
I bet you if you had $5 million, that's a huge.
You think
budget.
That's number one?
Although they said.
Well, that Texas Tech pitcher just got another one. Did you see that?
Yes. She got another $1 million. She got $1 million to go there and she got $1 million to come back. They said that that is more than ever. There is not a single pitcher in Division I baseball that has $1 million NIL. She right now.
And they just gave her another
they
one.
They just gave her another
because
one.
Because they were worried she's going to transfer.
She Girl, is the most expensive else. Pitcher in all of throw ball. sports in the
so,
NCAA.
AI has spit out between $3 and $5 million
yeah.
as the highest NIL budget in college baseball. LSU.
That makes sense. I mean,
yeah, they turn out some big names.
They turn out some big boys. So Oregon State already has one of the best baseball programs in the country. And I know the big concern is football and basketball and But let's be honest. Like, oh. You're kind of between a rock and a hard place. You are basketball. You can still do it at a lower level. We've seen some of the mid majors, and you know, you can go on some runs. Although it's been hard to win at Oregon State in basketball, and it's going to continue to get harder. But whatever the new Pac-12 deal is going to be, whether it's 9 million, 10 million, 12, it's going to be somewhere between that, right? 9 and 12. Okay, the ACC and everybody else is making 30. The Big Ten and the SEC are going to be pulling in 80 plus. I know it stinks, but just you are really, really good at something. I mean, and not just really good. You are as good as anybody. Three national championships in it. Huge pride around that. Just make that your thing. So I just, if I'm there, I shave off, I go to the baseball program, I go to Mitch and be like, what do you need to be competitive with the LSUs? And I make sure you have it. And then look, we're all going to, in every sport, every athletic department right now is having to slice up the pie. Just is. You're having to set aside money for the house settlement and revenue sharing and all of that. And so I just ask, which is more important? And maybe I'm being naive because, you know, the football and basketball are the money driving engines. But how much money is going to be made from those programs when you're already behind the eight ball a little bit? I would rather shave some of those programs a little thin and make sure that my baseball program, my crown jewel, was funded as well as any in the country, because it doesn't take that much. Doesn't take that much to prop up that program.
I think you can do both.
I don't know if you can.
I think you can, because it doesn't take that much for baseball. And football, you kind of have to. Like, that's your cash cow, even if you're not, I mean, obviously you're not bringing in the money of the SEC schools or even the, you know, like Big 12 schools, but that you have to. Like, I don't know how you would, if you went thin on that, I don't know how you would keep up.
Well, you're not, I guess my point is you're not going to keep up, so.
No, but.
Whether you fall behind 20% or 25%, I would rather slice off and make sure that my baseball program was funded to the max, as opposed to trying to keep up. Like for instance, you're now competing with Boise State and Washington State and schools like that in the new Pac-12. I just would make baseball more of a priority than any of those other schools do. I would make sure that I am on par. That's the one sport.
I mean, they kind of do.
It's a big time sport. They do. And I would make sure it stays there, that you can compete with the LSUs and the Texases of the world, because it's certainly not going to be in basketball and football that you're going to be able to do that. So just make sure that you're leaning in and that the baseball program doesn't fall behind.
Okay, so there is a team planning to make a tsunami-type offer for Giannis.
Yeah.
And we are learning that team is the New York Knicks.
Boy. I'm confused. What draft picks or what picks do you have? You gave up 5 to go get Mikal Bridges.
No idea.
What do you offer?
You have to be giving up Cat, probably OG, and Bridges to get him. I don't know, because you're right. They don't have draft capital really to offer. So I don't know how they get that done, because you're not going to be giving up a star like Brunson. So how do you?
Or are you trading some of those players to get back capital, and then that capital turns to
three-way deal? Maybe.
I'm confused at where the Knicks. So when you say tsunami like offer, is this one of those Carmelo deals where you gut everything and now you just have Giannis and Brunson and that's it? Or I just don't know where the tsunami comes from.
I don't either.
But look and see, because they gave up.
I think it'd be cool to see him in New York.
Well, it certainly would be interesting. I'm looking here to see what picks they have. Because they just, I thought they dealt most of them. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they do have picks. So I'll see what I can dig around. But that's certainly not the one that we heard. We assumed it was going to be a place like San Antonio, Houston, even Oklahoma City that had the Nets would be another one with treasure trove of cap space and picks. Certainly didn't think it'd be the Knicks, who have already gone. And think about what the Knicks have dealt for in just in the last, 2 years. You went and got OG, right? That was and then you went and got Cat, and you went and got Mikal Bridges. Like, do you have the ability to go out and get Giannis?
Sounds like they're going to try.
Hmm.
Boy, the college football playoff is going to be on TNT, some of it.
Yeah.
Playoffs?
And I'm not sure how many people knew that.
It's a little weird.
It is a little weird.
A little weird.
And we're going to get to that story next on The Fan.
I did some digging here. This is from Daily Knicks. The Knicks, by the way, last year gave up 7 first-round picks to get Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns.
7?
7. 6 outright and a swap.
God.
7 first-round picks. So
I didn't even know you could do that. Because you can't have, like,
you can't trade
consecutive years.
Yeah, consecutive years.
So, there's probably 6 or 7 guys I could name that I would rather do.
So the only first-rounder that they have to offer is the Wizards 2026. But if the Wizards end up in the top 10, which they will because they stink, that becomes from a 1st to 2 seconds.
Wow.
So the best package that, and this is obviously someone that follows this with the Knicks, to make everything match, they could offer either OG or Karl Anthony Towns. That would be the big salary match. Take your pick.
Excuse you.
Then Mikal Bridges, the Wizards first rounder, which would become 2 seconds.
You know.
And then they have first round swaps in 2026, 30, and 32. Swaps. That's it. That's the best package that they could offer.
That ain't going to get
done. That's not going to get it done.
No.
I mean, it's adorable that the Knicks are preparing the tsunami offer, but you can't tsunami when you don't have any water.
Well, can you do a third team? And
you'd have to find a way to you know, lump all
maybe
that
maybe get the Blazers
in
involved.
Yeah. Be the only thing, because the Blazers own all of the Bucks picks, and so now the question becomes: if you're Milwaukee and you decide you have to move off Giannis, like, do you even want Karl Anthony Towns or OG? Because you don't have any draft capital. Like, when you do that, I'm assuming that means that you're punting, and that you're going through a rebuild, and you're going to want assets and young assets like picks, and that's not what the Knicks have. Like that. Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges and some swaps don't make the Bucks a contender. Certainly not giving up Giannis. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this goes. You can say all you want that the Knicks are preparing to make an offer, but again, I would
tsunami-like offer.
Again, I've been trying to make tsunami-like offers to Halle Berry and Salma Hayek for all these years, and yet somehow
you have
the tsunami doesn't really appear. It ends up more like a kiddie pool. So. We'll see.
Well, sometimes, you know, the tsunami, before it comes, the water recedes.
Yes.
And then it just overwhelms Halle.
So we'll see what happens, whether I end up with Halle Berry first or the Knicks land Giannis.
Well, I found out today that the college football playoff, at least some of it, will be on TNT, and I didn't know that.
How about that, boo-boo?
I'm going to go ahead and admit that to you.
It's a little weird.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
So they didn't. So it's ESPN that owns the rights to the college football playoff.
But they're leasing.
But they're
I do knew that.
Sub-licensing the package, which is kind of weird to me. Like, I guess TNT must be paying a mint for it, because why else would they do that?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's
like you own the rights, just broadcast the games. That's the whole point. But I guess it must be worth it to sub-license some of them to TNT. So they're finalizing a deal with TNT to extend their sub-licensing package to include one college football playoff semifinal in 2026, 2027, and 2028. And they had already agreed to a deal allowing TNT to televise 2 first-round games each year from 24 to 28, and then 2 quarterfinal games each year from 26 to 28.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess that, I mean, it's fine. Whatever. I'll watch it wherever it is.
Yeah.
But I've never, have we ever seen college football on TNT?
Not that I've seen. And now, you know, TNT has some of the Stanley Cup finals as well. So TNT is out of the NBA, but they're involved in college basketball, or college football and hockey. So it's just a rotating thing. You know, it's like when Fox all of a sudden got golf. You're like, what?
Oh, yeah. Like, that didn't last long.
No,
didn't do a very good job.
It did not last
very long. But TNT and TBS and True and all that gets the NCAA tournament.
NCAA tournament.
And that worked out fine.
Yeah.
But it was weird at first.
Yeah, they'll be all right. It'll be a little strange when this happens more and more where you're like, wait, where's the game? But I'll tell you, in this world of streaming now, where the game at is becoming less and less important, because you kind of have to hunt and peck for anything anyways. So now it's more like you bring up Hulu, you bring up YouTube or whatever, and you just go over to like the live sports, and you're like, oh, there's the game. I don't even really pay attention to where the game is at, because it's no longer like my Comcast scroll, and I have to find, you know, what channel it's on. It's more of a, I think it's becoming less important where those games are located.
Well, I'd like to hear the TNT Inside the NBA guys do. What happened? Is that a balk?
Well, it's tied right now, 1-1, and something does appear happening with the Florida State.
They just called a balk.
I think it was
a
balk. Okay, he's not happy about
it. He's like saying, "I was just coming set," and they're like, "No, you moved," and he's barking, and they're not happy.
He's going all high T on him.
Who looks a lot like
Roid Rage,
a bloated Chris Pratt. Well, I'll tell you this: the TNT guys couldn't do a worse job on college football than they do on college basketball.
Yeah, no, I'd watch them.
Yeah,
just they're just fun. I don't care what they're talking about.
Yeah,
I'd watch them do any of the sports.
Put Chuck on.
Yeah, see what Chuck says about
knowing
the Ducks.
Knowing that he hasn't watched 1 second of college football.
You, what's funny about those guys is they don't even watch the games, the college basketball games that they're supposed to watch when they're broadcasting on for the college basketball tournament.
No.
Like they don't watch college basketball.
No.
Okay, so we know that. But then they put them on college basketball NCAA tournament like halftime shows.
They don't watch those either.
They don't even watch the game that they're doing the show for.
Kenny tries.
Kenny does.
I think Kenny wants to do a good job. The rest of them are like, I
don't know. I don't know, boo-boo.
Shaq just talks about how there's no big guys. Chuck, being Chuck.
Well, did you see Shaq last night? He was out there, like, sitting courtside.
Yeah.
Basically just lording over the TNT or the ABC guys, like, yeah, I'm coming for your job. All the ESPN guys,
yeah.
Perkins and all the, yeah, I'm coming for your job. I'm here now, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a weird kind of try-hard moment where Shaq crashed the pregame set and Kendrick went, oh, HR, I'm going to tell HR. And they tried to do the we're working together, but now we're harassing each other thing. It wasn't great.
By the way, someone's saying that the Penn State SMU game was on TNT last year. Is that true?
I think that's accurate.
It is?
I think
it
that's
was?
Accurate.
Oh, okay. So it even started last year and didn't even notice.
Wow!
that's how important that is. Mm.
Yeah, like I said, because you have YouTube TV, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's so correct.
But do you scroll down to TNT? Because we have YouTube TV on here, and I don't scroll anywhere. You bring it up, and either it's the very first thing, like it just has all the logos of the games that are on, or I go over to sports, and it pulls up. So that's what I'm saying. Whether it's on TNT or ESPN, it used to be I was punching in a number or had to scroll for something, and now it's more like when you go to McDonald's or whatever, and I don't need to read. I just look at a menu item. And I'm like, yeah. Burger here.
No, that's true.
You know, it's just.
But you notice once you turn it on, like I noticed last night in the finals, I'm like, ooh,
yeah,
you know, it's just not as good of a product.
Yeah, it's not as sharp.
But yeah, I mean, I guess that's the fun of it is for these broadcast networks is to make it so that we don't notice.
Yeah,
we're just like, oh wow,
yeah, TNT. You know,
we're watching TNT without even knowing it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I was thrown off by the Stanley Cup on TNT threw me off. I was like, oh, TNT.
Look at them getting into sports. They're like the CW.
Yeah, see, well, that's another one. It's like sometimes you look up and you're like, what? It's on the CW or
getting into sports, man.
Getting into sports. Well, everyone wants to get into sports.
It's
live programming, and that's what people, it's the one thing that people are watching, I don't know, live. Although, did you see the ratings for game one?
Of what? The Stanley Cup? Or
no, the NBA.
No.
Worst game one since they started tracking.
Well, I'm guessing a lot of people turned it off.
Yeah.
I have friends who did. They're like, wait, that happened? That
Pacers
was a game?
Pacers won.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. Danny was trying to tell me it was a great game. I'm like, dude, that was not. It was a good fourth quarter.
It was a great last 6 minutes, probably.
Yes. Yeah, they said since they started tracking it, that is the worst rated game one in NBA history, from what I saw on internet.
Well, maybe now it will get better ratings because people actually believe in Indiana.
Or is it still just Indiana and Oklahoma City? And we talked about this. Everyone that claims that they're tired of hearing about the Knicks and the Celtics and the Lakers and they want good basketball and it doesn't matter where it's at. These are two teams that were, quote, built the right way. There should be enough star power on there. It's great storylines. And so far, the country voted and said no one gives two S's. And that's what I just said. Are people all hypocrites? You know, this is what we say that we want, but in masses, we usually say, no, this isn't what we want, which is why the ESPNs and the NBAs of the world and the TNTs desperately want it to be a team from New York, LA, Chicago, something like that. And I hope the ratings tick up, but after game one and all the hullabaloo now, and we're like, oh my God, Indiana did it again. If game two is another abysmal rating, then it just, it's going to speak volumes about what we think about Oklahoma City and Indiana.
All right, coming up next, it is time for In the News. The city is about to gouge you for parking. And one very famous podcaster has love for an Oregon restaurant.
Ooh, I do like a lot of delicious podcasts. Oregon restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's next. Here's Buck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. Big Friday. Program. Sun is shining. It's hot. Don't barbecue inside. Remember.
No. No. Don't do that. Did you see the guy from King of the Hill and Parks and Rec that recently got shot and killed?
I did see that, yeah.
Did you
read, I saw that story.
Did you read into that story?
No, I thought it was like here's what I know. I can tell you what I know about that story.
Yeah.
Wasn't someone yelling racial slurs at him?
That's what one
outside his house.
That's what one side is saying, yes.
Yeah.
The one side is saying that he was shot because he was in a gay relationship, and they claimed years of harassment, and they said that...
So it wasn't racial, it was homophobic?
Homophobic.
Okay.
And they said that their house got burned down because they were gay, which, again, I don't know. But as I read deeper into it, and I'm not trying not to laugh, but I guess their house burned down like the previous year, and... It burned down. It said that they had their power and water had been cut off. So they brought the barbecue inside to cook or heat the house. And they said when they left the house, they made sure to turn off the barbecue, but the barbecue ended up burning down the house.
Wow!
And they're claiming that someone saw the neighbor on the property. So they're saying that the neighbor came in and burned down the house.
Whoa.
Even though they brought the barbecue into the house that didn't have water or power to either cook and or heat.
And the neighbor was the one yelling about the slurs?
Allegedly.
So they hated each other? They had a feud?
Yeah, and then they also said that they also liked to piss off the neighbors by playing drums and making noise late night because they hated the neighbors.
Ah.
So it's more, it just seems like a very complicated mess.
Yeah. But how do you prove anything?
I don't know. Including the old, why was your barbecue, like your house burned down. Hey, it's someone else that burned it down. Yeah, but it was your barbecue that you brought inside to burn it down. Yeah, but we're pretty certain it was someone else.
Yeah, I think the fault there, if the neighbor went in there, 60-40 neighbor.
You can't, yeah.
You shouldn't have your barbecue in your house. No. That's 40% blame,
yeah.
But come on.
It just sounds like maybe there was a lot. Because when I originally read the story, you're like, oh my God, this was like a full-on like lynching sort of thing. And then when you dig a little deeper into it, you're like...
Pretty messy.
It sounds like this was kind of a really bad situation. Not that it deserves anyone to die. I mean, my God, over an argument. It just, there's a lot more to it than, man gunned down for no reason.
It is June 6, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted and humble, kind of sexy newsman. Brought to you by the... Wait, did I give you the date? I did. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Donut Day. Mm. I love a good donut, but...
Try not to eat them.
Same. They're so good, though.
I've said it many times. The fritter, my number one power donut.
Yeah, I can't get behind that.
I go with the fritter, and then I go with the maple bar, and then maybe a nice cream. A cream pie donut.
It is also drive-in movie day, so perhaps grab some donuts and go to a drive-in movie.
Do they still have that one off of...
They do. Dusty said that he took his kids to a little double feature out there earlier this summer. Okay. It's right by my mom's house, and we want to do it too.
Double feature?
Yeah, they play two movies out there. Kids usually sleep through the second.
The last thing I saw there, I saw Metallica did a movie for during the pandemic. I think that was the last time I saw that, whatever.
Who would watch two movies in a row? That seems like a lot.
Well, you make it like a family. People put like, you know.
I mean, you go out there and it's like a 4-hour thing. You get food, you kind of picnic. Yeah. It's a whole deal.
Tailgate, and it's a whole deal.
What movies were they?
I don't know. I think that it typically is like more kids family friendly one on the front end and then more adult on the back end.
Yeah, so you're saying the kids are sleeping by the second one and then, you get the
pump
movie.
Fully dark. Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Or if you're high school. Dude, I tried to get some at a drive-in once by going to see that Drew Barrymore Romeo and Juliet movie.
Wow!
Didn't work.
You think it was the movie's fault?
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore was in a Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah.
Huh.
She wanted to go, and I was like, what about this drive-in? Thinking that was going to be my slick move. Didn't work. Thought Barrymore would be good for some uptops. Wrong.
The cost of parking in Portland is about to go up.
That's cool.
City leaders are set to enact the biggest year-over-year parking fee increase in city history.
For God's sake.
Starting July 1st.
Can we stop?
No, they cannot. They can't help themselves, Jace.
Because that's our problem. You need more of our money.
I think we're going to stop.
Parking meter revenues have slowly grown each year since the COVID pandy. The Portland Bureau of Transportation said it's in deeper financial trouble than ever before. Shocker. Mayor Keith Wilson said the price hikes are necessary to maintain infrastructure. He's also considering adding a fee to utility bills to pay for transportation projects, i.e. fixing our roads. He says we have a funding system that is fatally flawed. Doing nothing is not a course of action. That's from our mayor. The first hour of parking in downtown Portland districts will soon cost $3.60. Which includes a planned 60-cent rate hike and additional transaction fee added by the city council in recent years.
Cool.
Wow!
Can't wait.
In the spring of 2022, that same hour would cost drivers $2.20. So it's now $1.40 higher just 2 years later.
And I'm sure once they take all this money from us, we're going to instantly notice all of these awesome changes.
They will fill all the potholes.
Can you start by fixing the world's biggest pothole over by the Keller? Remember, Rob was dropping me off. There is a pothole. I forget. It's
a big one.
It is enormous. And by the way, it cost me it. I went over that thing. Cost me. I had to get two tires because of that damn thing.
Two tires?
Well, my tires in the front are bigger than my tires in the back. So when you screw up one of your front tires, you got to replace both of them. That stupid all-wheel drive thing. And I went over a pothole and I was like, oh man, it buckled my tire. There was like a big zit on the side of my tire. And they were like,
it's a big one.
And they were like, yeah,
I can't believe they haven't fixed that one.
It's freaking enormous. There was a homeless guy taking a bath in it the other day. It's like 3 feet deep.
Fix
that thing?
That's coming July 1, whether you like it or not.
That's exciting. Well, you don't pay for parking anyways. You're a scofflaw.
You like that?
You know what?
You like that?
I've changed my ways. I like that parking kitty. That's real, real easy.
Yeah.
But going to the green meter and doing
that is so
tedious. So and it have pay, to
you do the parking.
Well,
kitty
parking kitty, I will. That's super easy. But the green parking meters, half of them never work.
No.
Have you noticed that? They never freaking work.
It's ridiculous.
Now they're going to charge us $4.60 to fix those.
Quit fixing those and fix the damn roads. By the way, you're not going to notice one bit of difference in the service we get.
There's a famous podcaster that you know very well who has posted about a restaurant in Oregon.
Really?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah, what do we got?
Next.
Oh, what a tease.
On the Fan. Such a pro.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I like how you're singing along to that.
Do what I can.
Bob Seger hit.
Wow!
Old time rock and roll.
Who doesn't love Bob Seger?
What? This is in the news, June 6, 2025. Can you believe it? 2025. Gosh.
Crazy.
Big spot for the Beavs. Runners on the corners, two outs, and their best hitter up.
Travis Bazana at the plate.
That is incorrect.
Iva Arquette.
Bazana got hurt, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if he's out for the year, but he's out for a significant period of time. We saw that maybe a month ago-ish. Number one overall pick and first Australian to go number one. He's an Aussie.
Well, this guy was traveling through Oregon. Says here he was in North Bend. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he was probably down at Bandon Dunes.
Why else would you go to North Bend?
I am speaking of the great, although oftentimes oversaturated, Jason Kelce.
Oh,
What?
That's the only reason, unless he was going to check out... Oh, God, why can't I think of it? The old strip club down there that burned down.
Oh, well, that's not in North Bend.
The
that's
Bachelor's Inn.
That's in Coos Bay.
Yeah, but it's just across the way.
And that's you thinking that's why he came out here?
I would think so. Yeah. Maybe he's heard the stories. He seems like the sort of type that if you told him about the Bachelor's Inn, he'd be like, hell, wing up there and play some golf and head on over. There's no reason to go to North Bend.
So in an Instagram post this past Wednesday, the retired NFL star, now podcast extraordinaire, shared that he was driving in North Bend, Oregon, when he found an incredible spot on the side of the road. He went on to share highlights from his meal at the Pancake Mill.
The Pancake Mill?
Which even evoked a memory of his mother, Donna Kelsey's baking.
Huh.
Service was patient, food was great, knickknacks for sale, adorable great pancakes and cream cheese pie, he wrote. I see it here. It's a yellow storefront there, the Pancake Mill.
They serve a Western omelet, I'm seeing here. They're 4.4 stars.
He says, Donna used to make a strawberry cream cheese pie growing up, so it felt extra special. If you get yourself out this way, enjoyed this quaint spot very much. About that.
4.4, I maybe expect a little better.
And there's a photo of him. Yeah. Well, he sure doesn't look like he's golfing, but who knows? Maybe, I don't know what he's doing. He had to have been golfing, right?
Why else? Well, why would someone from a different part of the country be there without going to Bandit?
I'm just saying, there's a photo of him with his two thumbs up and his bag of pies, and he's got sweatpants and a t-shirt on. He just doesn't look like he's golfing.
This one is from Gabe from 3 months ago. My burger was bland, and my $4 Supreme chocolate milk was an itsy bitsy cup. Best thing there was the fruit bowl. Also, for some reason, there was some jack guy working there, and he was very, very nice.
Jacked?
Jacked.
Was it Jason Kelsey?
Well, Jason Kelsey wouldn't have been working there.
Boy, I tell you, if the best thing that you offer is a fruit bowl, that's rough.
Also, is that an adult ordering chocolate milk? We have issues with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do have an issue with that.
But then we got five stars. What a gem. Most people fly by as they traverse the famous 101 Pacific Coast Highway. I'm telling you that this is worth a pause. Wherever the journey takes you, charming style greeted by engaging services, and frankly, something missing from most dining experiences today, five stars.
Great.
And dare I say these, the photos? I don't really like the look of this waffle, but the omelet and the hash brown look solid.
Maybe he was just doing a Highway 101 thing.
It's possible, maybe just driving the...
I guess I didn't really know Highway 101 ran right through there. Yeah. I've always just it's where all the rich people fly into when they're flying in to play Bandit.
To play Bandit, yeah.
It's like 30 minutes from Bandit Dunes, and they just come pick you up in their kick-ass shuttle vans. Yeah, yeah, it's where the hard dudes are.
Well, sure, there you go. Next time you're down that way, but you know, you don't feel like going to the Bachelor's Inn, head on over to the Pancake Mill. And doesn't every little small town have a pancake mill? Like, that's just... That works. Every little small town you're in has a Dairy Queen and a pancake mill.
Well, I got bad news, Jace.
What do we got?
Want some bad news? You know the Rose Festival's going on right now.
I'm aware.
Out there.
Yeah, we had some parades. I see the they got the carnival set up down there on the waterfront.
They just offer it all, don't they?
The ships have come in, so all the horny sailors are here. You
all
ladies.
The whores are out.
Yes.
Uh oh. 2-1, Knowles.
One of the Florida State players just hit a long
blast.
Solo shot. They both sides, I believe, have gone to the bullpen.
So the Rose Festival in 2024 lost. Do you care to guess how much money they lost?
On the Rose Festival, I'll go like $2 million.
$1.1 million.
Okay.
So you're okay with that?
Well, I mean, I knew they were... When you said they lost money, I assumed it wasn't $12. So,
well, 1.1 was unusually bad, but they're saying that this year they project a $300,000 loss.
Okay.
And the head of the Rose Festival is saying that they basically at this rate have 3 years left.
Oh.
Yeah. So we could lose the Rose Festival.
Hmm. Look, let me state for the record.
Due to budgetary concerns.
Why don't they raise some more taxes? All right.
They might.
I don't.
Careful.
I don't want the Rose Festival to go away. Okay.
I don't either.
But if it did...
Willing to sacrifice it? Look, if it's not making money.
When's the last time you went to the Rose Festival?
I have to admit something.
Go for it.
I've lived here 25 years.
And he's never been.
I've never been.
Buckley?
Never been.
Wow.
I've been twice.
How about you?
Twice? So I've lived in this area from Woodburn to Gresham to Portland to Vancouver to LaCenter. I lived it along that stretch for probably 35 years. I've been to the Rose Festival twice. And the last time
Why'd you go the second time?
Kids.
That's the interesting question.
I went when I was a kid, and then I took my family there once when they were little. And you know what we did the next year when we said, hey, do you want to go back? They said, no. So while I do not want it to go away, I get it. It's iconic.
People love it.
But if it goes away and no one gets to go see the Starlight Parade ever again, are we really that worse off? That's all I'm saying.
Well, the answer is no, but, you know, I mean, it's community.
Yeah, which is why those things are important.
It's tradition. It's history.
And so, again, get me in there with that budget. I guarantee I can carve out a few shekels to put together a Rose Parade. Or how about this? Why don't we do the Rose Parade on a GD budget?
Well, I think it's the Rose Festival. Like it's 2 weeks.
You're telling me over 2 weeks. All you need to do is save 300 grand. Put me in charge. I'll rescue that thing. We'll save 300 grand.
Is the 2 weeks part of the problem? Does it need to be that long? Could you do it in 3 days?
How about 9 days worth? I have to do this when I travel. I set a budget, and then I set about where I can and can't go when I travel. The city of Portland, my guess is there's a lot of rubber stamps in there. Get me in there. I'll do some slash into that thing, and I'll ensure that we have a festival. May not be quite as grand. May not be 2 whole weeks, but we're going to have one. And I'm guessing that if you did it under my leadership, you wouldn't really notice the difference.
Wow, that was quite a sell.
Yeah.
They're not going to let you anywhere near that budget.
Well, they should. You know why? Because they fear me. Because I'm going to go in there and be like, well, this is stupid. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, John Taffer that bitch.
I will. I'm going to do festival rescue. Get me in there. I can yell. I'm a bald guy that can yell and swear at someone.
I wish I had some commentary on what I would cut, but I've never been, so I don't really know what is there.
Maybe spend more on something awesome so that it actually draws people in, and then you don't have to cut anything.
It doesn't. I think people. Does nobody go?
I think three of us have been combined twice because there's nothing worth going for. It sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's what I'm asking. Is it an attendance problem? Or is it just a revenue problem?
I think
wouldn't attendance lead to revenue?
Yeah.
Well,
this guy says I was born and raised in New York, and the only reason I've ever been is because I was in the Navy and my boat came to town.
Yeah.
I'm with Buck. We either need to cut this thing down to where we you're telling me that there isn't a ton of fat on this thing. We can absolutely cut this down or make it to where it's cool enough where people want to come.
What if you just took out all the rides and just served booze?
Problem solved.
There's your revenue.
And that's called a brew fest and we have a lot of those.
Let's do another one. Yeah.
I'm just saying, what are we paying Poison Waters to be in charge of that thing? Telling me we can't slice that from the budget? I don't know what we're paying her, but is that a volunteer position? We're cutting down on some floats. The parade gets a little shorter.
Cut the stiltsman.
Text line calling him Doge Sicanic. You ought to go in with an actual chainsaw just like Elon did?
Yes. I promise you that anyone with half of a brain of common sense, you said they're 300,000 short.
That's what they're projecting.
Over a 2 week period, I guarantee it's not that hard to come away making $300,000 worth of cuts. They're just going to be the people that are like, well, we can't do that.
Well, what about the $1.1 million that they lost last year?
That seems a bit extreme. So here's my point, though. They went from 1.1 down to 3.
Well, they don't know. Because
someone probably got smart.
It could be worse. They're just projecting 300.
You're that same household that complains that you can't pay like your bills. And then I see you coming out of a gas station with $90 worth of snacks. Well, okay. You may not get to shop at New Seasons. We may have to shop at discount markets for a while. But we're still going to have food. Come on, Rose Festival.
What if we merge the naked bike ride? and just had a bunch of people biking around naked.
There you go.
For the kids. With the Rose Festival.
Won't someone think about the children?
That is in the news for June 6, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Up next, should she be stripped of her title? On The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.